Okay, this is a thick one. It's like it's hard to come out of Purim and like get slammed in the face with this one here, but so Hashem arranged it that this is what we're up to. We're up to Dalet. It's the longest entry in the entire one. So with your permission, we'll learn it b'bikiyus. We'll kind of do the highlights on it because it's really. I'll be honest. I don't really want to spend too much time on the question. Could I tell you? It's good for everyone to think about on their own, but not necessarily something I want to spend too much time on right now in my own personal life. So I guess if we're along for the ride, we're along for the ride. In Dalet, the Rebbe says like this. He lays it out kacha. Hisharana b'nafshecha. Imagine what would be internally in our inner world. Mahaya imasisa kol asher ala b'nafshecha. V'machshavotecha ritzonecha me'odcha ad hayom hazeh. Imagine what it would be like, what my life would look like, if I would have done everything that popped into my head. If I would have done everything that I thought, all the stuff that comes up in those dark moments and those strange moments and those weird thoughts that kind of come through my mind. Imagine what it would be like if I would have actually done those things that I thought of. Kama mezoham. How disgusting, how depraved, how awful that person would look like in the eyes of God and man if I would do the things that I thought about in all these times. If I think, like, oh my God, if my wife knew really, really what was going on in my head, she would pack the bag, she'd run. She'd run. I'd tell her to run. You know, I would advise her to run. And if people really knew what was going on in my mind, my God. Okay, it's true. I mean, it's a rough couple of lines here that he's kind of bringing in, and it's true. But thank God we also know, you know, as much as Yetzer Lev Adam Ra, and as much as we know that there's such a thing as this gravitational pull in mankind. We also know that Yid is a chelik elokam imal, that we're nechtzav mikiseh kavod, we're literally a shtik elokus, we're creating the divine image. Thank God we have the Or HaTzadik with us, and we know Ashrechem Yisrael, and we know that we're good, and that we know that there's no such that a Jew who's involved in whatever these crazy thoughts are, it's not really me, it's just something that needs to be addressed, but it's not the essential me, it's not my true self. Kol ashecha v'amidascha hirak al shehivlagta al nafshecha v'asarta levli tzeis achutza derech masecha. The reason why all of this stuff, all this biyuv, all this, you know, horrible, negative bile and wretched, poisonous thoughts haven't bubbled to the surface and actualized themselves in our actions is because we're holding ourselves back. You know, but be'etzem, he's trying to say we're essentially imprisoned by our taivas. And there's like this beast crouching at the door, so to speak. Am I any better than a criminal, a guy who is a criminal, a violent criminal, who the cops caught him, they put him in chains, and he wants, all the time he's trying to break out of it, but he's chained up, so he can't do anything about it. He's in jail. He's stuck. So he can't go and kill and break and steal and destroy things and break windows or whatever it is, because he's held back. He's stuck. He's jailed. Am I any better than that? I mean, okay, I'm a human being. I'm a dignified person. I have some level of self control. He's contained by some type of, by jail, by bars and by chains. But he's stuck on Laban Afshecha. Ain't be'emes lo rama arkav lo chashuv al kol atzmusim and nefesh hazadon hazeh. So our kesset lo nateket shal shesav haros chom v'tzura al malis olam harash. Am I any better than this guy? I have this like incredible, I have all these urges and all these thoughts and all this darkness and all these taivas and all these that are kind of like, I'm holding it up like imagine the way I've, you know, visualized this is like, you know, you have like a dam. You build a dam to kind of like a levee. But if it keeps on raining, the levee is going to break. And even if it doesn't break, so it's at the verge of bursting all the time. And sometimes the water kind of recedes a little bit, but it's always there. And then there's times where there's the Yetzer kind of is makbir, and it's like all the time at the verge, and it's kind of right there under the surface all the time. I'm kind of keeping it together all the time with my Avodas Hashem. I'm davening and I'm learning and going through, you know, this world as a Jew, as an Eved Hashem, and it's all kind of just creating this, this literally like this dam, this levee, to hold down all of these gushing negative feelings. So,
I mean, you get down to the basic question: what is a person? You know, that's, you didn't have all Torah and Mitzvot. Every person is like this. Every person is dark. You know, I'm not saying we've all got it, but I'm saying you can't say every person who hasn't got Torah is going out killing people, murdering, raping. I don't know. It's all kacha. People have got at the same time.
Tell them, Elohim.
Yeah.
Created in the image of God.
I'm saying,
people are people. Human beings. The person's a human being, not an animal.
He's only painting the dark picture.
Well, now, we only get to the first eight lines. Right. We only got the first eight lines.
Okay, he kicked off with a...
It catches, you know? It's a good teaser. He puts it on the defensive a little bit. No, it's a little bit...
Saying, the way you're putting it, it's like... If you one morning you wake up, you're going to say, Modani, you kill the it's going to burst. You're going to next take out your machine gun and you're going to... You know, massacre the postman. You know, is it all good?
Hope not. Sometimes I feel like that. I don't. You're right. I might not kill a postman. But to snap at someone.
Is not the darkest.
I don't know. Hold on. Shnia. The question is, what's beneath the surface? What's going on there in our subconscious? What's happening beneath the surface? Inachanami. We're good, and we know whatever is beneath the surface, so beneath that is good. Whatever darkness is there, beneath that darkness is light. Is that in a person's essential yearning is toward godliness? And a yid is a chelik elokami ma'al mamish. We are created literally with the breath of God. We manifest God in us literally. And when I do something wrong, or I'm stuck somewhere, I'm pulled in a negative way, it's not the real me. There's something there that needs to be fixed. That's Doresh Tikkun, but it's not really who I want to be. Ultimately, the Gemara says, Ritzoneinu lasos ritzoncha. Our true desire is to do your will, Hashem. But while we have Shi'ibud Malchios, or Shabi'isa, there's a Yitzhara. We're under stress. We're belachat because of what's going on around us or what's taking place inside of us. But really, I'm good. And okay, we had that, thank God. We're coming off of a few days of Purim, and right, boom, to get hit with this in the face. I mean... You know, but he does in Malasot. The Rebbe here, the Pisetzner, is laying it out very intensely. And as I said, I didn't really want to do this piece so b'yun and get stuck in this too much because, I mean, it's pages and pages of this. But it is important to kind of we're going through. We want to be honest and we want to be real about what we're learning and we're going through. We're not running away from it. But it's an important question for us to ask. So that, you know, in the next paragraph here, the Rebbe says it's not enough to work on ourselves. It's not enough to be, you know, thinking about the Or V'Choshech B'Irbuvia and to be clarifying my positives and my negatives and to be thinking about the things I'm doing right and the things I'm doing wrong. And even to address the negative things and the mistakes and what he calls the Ta'avot Re'ilim U'Mimisim, the things which are literally have, you know, draw us into a world of poison, negativity. It's not enough to just think I'm going to address these specific taivas. I have internet rimon, and I have K9, and I have this sinun, and I have this filter, and that filter, and I'm going to create this for myself, this, you know, stop gate for myself, and this kind of, you know, gather for myself, and that gather for myself, and in that way, I'll kind of create an environment where I can be successful and be okay. Because it's not enough to avoid negativity and to kind of work around these negative thoughts. Rakas atzav azir hazeh shmana. Pay close attention to what we're going to learn, and by paying close attention, terapeas nafshecha v'lo tistapek la'atzor ba'adah bilvad. We won't be satisfied just with self control. And by kind of curbing these base desires, but we'll be able to actually heal them. And if you look in this, the third paragraph then, we're going to kind of try to move through this. I'm sorry, I'm going to move through it a little quickly. There's an analogy is of a person who has a machlas petza bakeva. He has some gastric infection. It describes it graphically over here. And the Rebbe was a real master of dimyon mudrach, of guided imagery and of painting a picture. I mean, it really paints a pretty intense picture over here of someone who's bile and pus and all this awful stuff that's inside of them. He comes to a doctor, and a doctor who is not really someone who's an expert, will give him some type of a bandage. Here, take this, drink Pepto-Bismol.
Deals with the symptom.
The symptom, exactly. Take some Pepto-Bismol, it'll make you feel better. Drink a little flat ginger ale, and hopefully you'll feel a little bit better. Take a Tylenol, and hopefully things will get a little better. Put a Band-Aid on this. But someone who's really trying to get healthy is going to get to the root. It's not just going to be satisfied with dealing with the symptoms. Not just about dealing with consciously what comes up, what surfaces. These ideas that, there's this whack-a-mole game you can play in the arcade. This little guy pops up and you hit it, but then it pops up somewhere else. And you pop it here and you pop it there and it keeps popping up in different places. Not just which surfaces above, on the outside. That's tapadik in my conscious thought. But how can I get to what's beneath the surface? How can I get to what's there, really, tatmochi, subconsciously, what's going on, beneath? Not just these, every so often we have these irrational thoughts, we have like these compulsive desires, we have these weird ideas and strange kind of visions, and ta'avot, taivas, that we won't act on. Just stop passing thoughts, fleeting things, like a mile a minute sometimes. So he was saying there's a way to put a Band-Aid on it. That's kind of what we do. We just push it away and brush it away. And then there's a way to really root it out from the core, to get to the infection in nefesh. And here's another actual example, not just an analogy, not just a mashal, but on the bottom, you're right, Kafri Ba'ilai, a peasant, a pashuta person came to me. Bochevitz awake, he's crying and screaming, fetching out about what's happening in his life. He was broken. But he wasn't crying over that. He's like this weakened state. When he has chalishas hadas, last line of the page, yavolo rayon shitzalev esatzmo. He has this like crazy urge to cross himself, to do like the football players do when they score. At least to cross himself, the sign of avodah zarah, of rachmanot avitavo, and things will be better. When he's having a difficult time, to get down on a knee and cross himself. No, I'm a shugan. Where did such an idea come from? And he writes that this person was spent his whole life in as a Jew, and as a Jew who was mamin, a Jew who's keeping Torah mitzvos. And it's now that he's getting older, he's tormented and suffering by this crazy thought that the Yetzer Hara has, this foreign thought that got into his head that this is going to make it all better. Crazy. Imagine that I think I have some difficulty at work, I have some difficulty at home, I have some stress in my life. Some of you have a bagriyot, we have something happening in your life, something happening at work. Your kid's making you crazy. So what are you going to do? I'm going to roll out a prayer mat, face Mecca, and I'm going to bow down. I'm shugging. What such a thing come from? So Rebbe writes that this Kafri Ama Aretz, that this guy, a simple person, if you look two thirds down on the bottom of the page, B'chol Yemei Chayai. He said, he complains, he kvetches, he says, Koy me chayai, yadati shiyom v'yom chayai meskatsrim liyomi acharon ani meskarev. I know that I'm getting closer and closer to death. I know that like my days are numbered. I know that I'm coming toward the end. And I just figured, as I get older, I'd care less about, what am I need money for? I'm not taking it to the grave. What do I need women for? I'm not going to be able to fulfill that taiva physically. What do I need, COVID, I know in the end of the day, my levi is going to be 45 minutes and I might go on Rosh Chodesh and they're not going to be able to say anything about me anyway. Mikoma kom zot hayta nachmati. I thought there's a little bit of nachama to me that my end was coming close. Shekol she'ez dakein yachirim kochi gam ta'avati v'asor shebisa yaf. So I thought that as I physically get weaker, so the Yitzhahara also is going to get weaker. He's going to be less interested in me. What's he going to get from me? Let him go after an 18-year-old who's, you know, malo kochotav. Let him go after a 35-year-old and get him to stir up a fight in shul over somebody took my seat, somebody, you know, somebody got mafter Yonah instead of me. What are you going to worry about me already? I'm already toward the end of my days.
He's saying this about himself. Right?
He's saying this kafri, but this ish kafri, but this ish zakein. Rav Ezra Scheimberger from the Rosh Hashiva and Orot Ha'ari in Sfat has an interesting commentary on Tzav Azir. So he writes that this Ish Zakein Kafri manifests himself inside of every single one of us in some different way. We all have that Ish Kafri Zakein. Like the Yitzhahara is called a Zakein Chsil, right? Like an old foolish king. So he said, we all have this voice inside of us about something different in our lives, and that we can all personalize this account of the Ish Kafri. But he's telling the Rebbe, and the Rebbe's telling us, and really we're supposed to be hearing this in a very personal way, like we talked about last week. I thought like I'd give me a break over here at the end of my days. What I wasn't able to do when I was younger, now I could learn. No, I need a pensia. I'm getting social security. I don't care to be I don't care for the. I'm not working anymore. What do I need the raise for? Do I need the covered for at work? I look ridiculous with these. You know, with what I'm wearing. It doesn't matter. Older people at a certain point stop caring already about a certain level of not caring. I am what I am. I'm doing what I'm doing. But on the other hand, I am what I am, and I'm doing what I'm doing. And it's the Chovos Talmidim, and the Rebbe writes a number of places that, you know, don't think that it's going to happen. We're going to wake up as an older person and be able to just accomplish what we weren't able to when we were younger unless we're working on it consistently. What's going to be with me? He says to Rebbe. He cries broken. He's screaming out to Rebbe. What's going to be with me? My mind, my heart, it's like a field that's filled with weeds, and there's wild animals roaming around. My mind is like a cavern where villains and criminals are sitting there plotting. I have no control over my thoughts and no control over my heart. My God, I'm thought to cross myself? What the heck is going on with me? Where is it coming from? So Rebbe writes, don't be surprised over such a thing. This older person, this kafri, this pashut person, spent his life warding off the whack-a-moles, warding off the conscious, present thoughts that attacked him while he was in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, while he was laying in bed. This person was an erlicher. It was a human being. It was a normal person. He pushed it out of the way. But he only addressed that was on the surface. He only took care of that which was conscious. He didn't delve into the depths of his inner world to root out what was beneath the surface, what was lying there. And this person cries out, better I should be dead than have these thoughts. The person really doesn't want to cross himself. He doesn't want to get to that hit that low place. He's tormented and he's suffering from it. So I'm reading this and I'm asking myself, how do I prevent myself from getting to such a place? And there's apparently I haven't done this work yet because I've said before, like I'm Purim, all these, I don't know what, my wife is asking me afterwards, who's Wormer? Who's Wormer and why did you want to kill him? What did he do so bad to you in your life? I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. She said, you're screaming about this guy Wormer, the whole, at the end of the Suda, you're screaming, Wormer dead. I said, he was the dean from Animal House that wanted to expel the Chevra. I don't know. I haven't seen that recently, meaning in 19, 20 years. I don't know. It's still there. It's somewhere inside, some memory, some crazy memory of this movie. I mean, it was an important movie in my life. It definitely had a lot to do with the way I see the world. Definitely had a lot to do with, you know, not just Girsa Diyankas. I mean, some of those Chevra in that movie were very important to me. But why did it come now? after a couple decades of not, I don't know. So I'm learning this Torah today, you know, before I came over here, I'm like thinking to myself, like, I don't know what else is in there. I have no idea what's in the basement. I don't want to open some of those boxes, you know? I don't want to open. But everything we see and everything we come in contact with, everything, for good and for better, it leaves a srita. It leaves a mark. Everything. Every act of violence, every word of Lashon Hara, everything we hear about that has something to do with politics and negativity and sinas chinam, we hear about, not me, that I hear about someone else. That I hear about something that's taking place in Bnei Brak and Yeshiva. I hear about that and it leaves a srita. It leaves a srita. I hear something that takes place that happened one time in a place called Yamit, one time in a place called Sebastia. It leaves a srita. That there was such a thing. That I just heard about the Holocaust. Let alone, it leaves a srita. It leaves a srita. Those sritot, after a while, create questions. Create challenges. It changes a certain reality inside. It creates something inside. For good and for bad. Good things too. Something good I see leaves an impression. Something I hear that can stir my emunah, that can make me question. The Rebbe ever said, what happened to this guy? He heard stories that there's somebody was in a time and place far away in a land far, was stuck in some way before an execution squad, and he crossed himself and he was saved. He heard some story sometime about some guy who did some, you know, whatever act for his avodah zarah, and he saved. The story worked out well. They have stories too, whether they're true or not. He heard the story and it made a srita. It affected him, and it took root somewhere. You know, it's like you eat a candy before you go to bed, you know, and it works the whole night. We want to brush our teeth before we go to sleep. The cavity, the germs, they're working. They work the whole night to dig, and they take root. They find a place there. The way the Rebbe describes elsewhere in his writings, you know, a little, it nests. The insect finds a little spot in the house that we're not, you know, behind the couch, behind by the bookshelf in the corner there, and it sets up shop over there. And it builds a little web and has a little in and it has children and it makes a little whole matzah over there. And then comes Pesach, in our Pesach, and all of a sudden we're going in that place. We're, whoa, what's going on over here? What's happening over here? The same thing in our subconscious. We don't kind of like investigate the nooks and crannies of what's going on deep in there. And we just kind of like, you know, wipe off the surface. We just, you know, sweep as opposed to like giving it a deep cleansing. So these negative, these sritot can start to create callus. This little scratch can make callus and can infect beneath the surface. We can put a Band-Aid on it. Put a little cream, a little Band-Aid. But unless we kind of like, you know, you have to sometimes pour a little alcohol in there and really scrub it out. So chas v'chalila, mochi v'libi nasu svach shel chayot ra'ot. We can have like, God knows what, wild animals running and creating a den in our head. And in our heart, ma'aral apritzim, chalil v'chas.
I'm just trying to understand what you're trying to say here. Is he trying to, because I mean, there's some things that you want to keep inside the box, as you said. A person insulted you. I'm like, oh, why did he insult me? I don't know. But sometimes you say, tazov etze.
I'm going to get there. You say tazov etze. I say it also. Right. No, let it go. I'm going to let it go. And I let it go. On the surface, it's true. I let it go. No, forget. I'm not going to say. But if I don't, he's going to give three specific eitzot now. We're not just going to leave hanging here. We still have 15 minutes till the Marav train. But I say, yeah, okay, I'm letting it go. Whatever, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me. Okay, I'm bigger than that. Beseder, let it go. Rosh Gadol. But inside, it could still hurt me. And it could still be festering. Even if I said, I forgive him. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to be mevater. I'm going to be the big boy. I'm a balmidos. I'm going to be mevater.
And the test would be the next time, or the third time.
And the fifth
then
time.
Then you explode.
And 10 years from now.
Yeah, so, I'll give you an example. A person borrowed some money from me. He didn't pay it back. Now, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I'm going to bang on the guy's door and wake him up.
No.
I said, forget it. I'm not even thinking about it.
And the
is
next
he
time,
right? Is he wrong?
No, you know, but what happens the next time somebody asks you to borrow money? You're totally clean?
A little more careful.
But totally clean. I'm saying, there's a srita. There's something there that happened.
I said it, but that you're more
something there that happened. There's something there that happened.
I said it, but it doesn't mean I shouldn't. It doesn't mean because that I shouldn't lend somebody else money.
I'm not saying good or bad.
Most people are lend money, but pay me back. But this guy didn't.
Again, you're talking about actions. You're talking about the bottom line. He's talking about something much deeper than the bottom line. He's saying that maybe you're a good person. You're elchayid. You want to help another person. You lend money again. You're not going to hold it against him. You're not going to bang on the guy's door. Come on, you're a normal person. You're a good guy. But is there something inside, beneath the surface, like what percentage of an iceberg is actually showing above the sea? Something inside.
Says,
maybe faster. Okay, very good. So that's why you're here. That's why we're sitting here on Sunday night, 9 o'clock, trying Zachayim Bidiuk. It's exactly what we're addressing.
It's
halfway down the page in the next page. Al tibahel. Don't get off the hits about it. Don't get off. Al tibahel baruchecha hashiveni. Eich ani daresh lakoret koi tzuchah melibcha. I'm a person. Of course. How am I supposed to be? What? David HaMelech is the one who killed the Yetzirah. I'm supposed to be like David HaMelech and kill my Yetzirah. I'm not supposed to be insulted. I'm not supposed to be hurt. We talked a couple times ago about having a lev basar and feeling the insult and feeling the kas and feeling the joy and having the ups and downs and really being a human being about it, really feeling it. So he says, in a chanami, a person has to address these experiences step by step. Not just to say, it's okay, fine. I'm not, nu, mevater, move on. Forget, move on. But to feel it. To experience it, to allow it stings. You feel that trust was violated. It colors the way we see the world. It colors the way we see another person. Allow that to be. Next page. Umah ha'etzel lezeh ve'ich metaharim gamas ha'nefesh natap of shin chavav. What's the etzel? So what's the answer? How can we heal our soul? How can we cleanse our inside? Limud rav v'tachpelot shonot pavoda nechutzos al zeh. There's lots to say about this. Hashem should bless. He says Hashem mizakeni laharich mizen. I hopefully have an opportunity to say more about this. Aval reishit kol ha'etzos. There's three sodas, three things. We have a few minutes. Three things. Reishit kol ha'etzos v'sod kol ha'tachpeloti shebe'atzmacha tidrosh v'tachpots l'takeis l'cha etza. After all the different strategies and different ideas and different etzos and drachim, the bottom line is, as Ralph Waldo Emerson, the Havdil would say, self-reliance. Find the answer within yourself. Come up with the Eitzah yourself. As the Rebbe writes in Chovas Talmidim, we are our best teacher. More than what any Mashgiach Ruchani could say, more than any Torah tape can say, more than any Rebbe can instruct us, more than the Rebbe himself here can tell us, we have to find it within ourselves. In Emerson writes in self-reliance, individualism, non-conformity, not disapproval of the world around me, but to trust thyself, an emphasis on self-worth, not to count on the trappings of institutionalized religion to do the work for me, but to really dig deep and do the job myself. As Rabbi Nachman writes in Kuf Nun Vav, Lev Tahar Barali Elokim. Lev Tahar Barali Elokim. After all this stuff, you're right. After all this darkness and all this, all the negativity that takes root, bottom line, we have to remind ourselves, Lev Tahor Brali Elokim. Elokai Neshamash Natata Bi Tehorahi. My default setting, my essential self, is pure, is good, is clean, is yearning for light and goodness. Heliotropic, like a plant yearning for light. Lev Tahor Brali Elokim. Says Rabbi Nachman, what does the Pasuk mean? Lecha Amar Libi Bakshu Panai. My heart is telling me. Lecha Bishvilcha Bishlichutcha. Amar li lili bi, shekol advarim shahalev omer, him divrei Hashem yisbarach mamash. If a person opens up the gateway, beino levein atzmo, and we're going to get to this etza specifically in the writings of the Pisetz and Rebbe, and a person opens it up with the Ribono shel Olam, speaks that with Hashem, really opens up a channel inside, which is called Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh means that I'm tapping into the godly spirit inside of me. Now, how do I know? How do I trust myself? I have all these crazy ideas and all these crazy thoughts, whatever, and I end up doing whatever. Okay, That's already, that's another question. But to know that my kishkis, that in my gut, if I'm a person who's working on myself, and I'm davening, and I'm learning, and I'm talking it out with Hashem, and I'm trying to be matire myself, I said, lezakos is that? Taras, if I'm working toward taras halev, when I actualize a purified heart and a pure heart for Hashem, and I'm part of a community, and I'm part of a tzibur, and I'm an Eved Hashem, and I'm Avadracha, etc., 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 the bottom line is what I cannot escape is self-reliance. Beino levein atzma. Ba'atzmacha tidrosh v'tachbots l'takis l'cha etza. Find the etza. He said, a person who's used to taking handouts, the person who was on the dole, was taking tzedakah all the time, weren't living off the kupa, rachmana l'tzlan lo aleinu, someone who's not going to feel self-worth, is not going to be able to stand up on their own feet, feel self-actualized. Same thing he says is with taking advice and guidance and guidelines from others and taking it and having everybody make your decisions for you, and how am I supposed to feel that I'm worth to Hashem? How am I supposed to feel that I have something to offer unique in the world if I'm not digging deep trying to find that unique Eitzah to be myself, to serve Hashem as a person who's standing on their own two feet? That's number one. But number two, that can't be done in isolation. This is where Emerson was wrong. This can't be done in isolation by withdrawing from society. Adaraba. Levad min ha-tachpulot shel avoda asher alecha l'harbos. In the next stage, daiga b'levi shisichena. Three lines down in the next paragraph. Daiga b'levi shisichena. But talk out these things with a chabura, with friends. We need to sit together. It's a new thing in my life the last couple of years to talk it out. To put it on the table with friends in an open and real way. And Bali Musar did this. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter created a system like this. There are groups of people in the world who have these vadim, or some people call it group therapy, some people call it diburim shel emes. But to sit and put out, to put it out, the psichas chaver, b'diuk, they call it in Torah, they call it psichas blitz in Mekor Chaim, psicha blitz in Yut. We put it on the table. Here's what I'm struggling with. Here's what I'm worried about. Here's what's hurting me. There's something that's eating me up inside. This little kinna. This guy didn't pay me back. Whatever the example is, this person doesn't respect me. I feel like my parents don't trust me, or I feel like whatever it may be, with one's friends, with one's, in a context of chabur, to put out on the table to strengthen one another. Rabbi Nachman calls it an ora yasher, an ora chozer. A light literally creates vessels for us to build confidence and to build emunah within the context of chever. If not, he writes in the bottom, if not, if a person doesn't bring it out, doesn't express this pain or this hurt or this srita or this frustration in their life or these taivos literally in their life, if not, so he writes in the bottom, nistarav al bekerav nafsho ikina, if we don't, you know, let it out, it's going to be inside of us and we'll self-combust. Paratzna, like Havdil, if anybody saw it. This movie, Falling Down, this normal guy, Michael Douglas, is a normal guy in work, day to day, but just the world wears him down. And he just, until one day, he's sitting in traffic and he loses his mind. He loses his mind. There's a fly buzzing on his nose and he just loses it. He gets out of his car, slams the door, and he loses his mind. Doesn't have shalom bias. His job didn't work out. This doesn't work out. It's too hot there. And he just starts going on it. Literally, like we said, literally, he starts shooting up the whole world. Now, Khalilo, I don't think any of us are heading in that direction, God forbid. But that feeling that, like, frustration or angst or just that I'm not fulfilling or that I'm constantly bumping up against the same old challenges. To have a chabura, to have chaverim, to express that is the second eitzah. The first is to find within ourselves some reservoir of eitzah to be able to, you know, be an individual, stand on our own feet, and figure out on our own, to trust ourselves. So no, you're not going to cross yourself. No, you're not some creep. You're not a meshuganer. You're not a murderer. You're not a sicko. You're not sick. Hashem trusts me with an neshama. Hashem put me in this world. You know, l'cha amar libi b'shvilcha b'shlichotcha. I have a shlichus. I have a purpose. God is my partner. He needs me in the world. He wants me in the world, and I'm okay. And I'm going to find within myself the ability to be mitmodated with all this stuff. That's number one. Number two, to not be falling down, to have the context of a community, of a chever, of a chabura, of friends, it's a spouse, or it's a safe zone, some place to talk. Daiga believe ish yisichena, the godless of therapy. And number three, and this is Rabbi Nachman says, is the main etza. The top of Shin Chav Zayin. Yesh lecha ohev v'rea ke'avicha sheba shamayim. Do you have a friend, a lover, someone who trusts you, loves you, and believes in us? A friend as much as we do the Ribono Shel Olam. Haster asatz mecha b'cheder miyuchad im efshar lecha. Go into a room, a private space. Nachman writes, a yar, a forest is conducive for this. It's filled with beautiful places. Purim morning, it was the most beautiful Purim I ever had. And it was the best Purim my wife and children ever had. I was a person, I had Purim, I had space. I wasn't mit paretz anything. I woke up early, I went out. I didn't go to chagig at night, but I went in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, I went down the block, sat quiet, talked it out. All the lachatz, all the katnos, all the pressure, all the stress, all the concerns, all the ghosts of Purim past, shechted, put on the table with Ribono Shel Olam, Beinu Lebein Kono. There's no tricks, no bli trikim, bli shtikim. The Osherad sign, I want to like take it off the off Osherad and put it in my house. Bli trikim, bli shtikim. Nothing to do. Nowhere to go. I can't run anything. I can read 1,000 kutreisim and get 1,000 etos. In the end of the day, there's nowhere to run except for this bottom line you sowed. Beinu Lebein Kono. Like we saw in Kuf Nun Vav. Kimash medabrim Beinu Lebein Kono b'chinas ruach hakodesh. L'chamar libi. If I trust myself, and I have a context of a group of people that I'm growing with, I know what it is to have a friend, whether it's a spouse or whether it's a buddy, a chaver, an old war buddy, somebody I went to yeshiva with a lot of years ago, somebody I grew up with, a friend that you know you can see eye to eye with and express yourself to. So the third Eitzah is the greatest Ohev and Reya that we have in the world, Avinu Shebashamayim. To express ourselves to Hashem, so that all of this stuff that's underneath the surface bubbling, I can express it to Hashem. What? I'm embarrassed, I'm afraid to say it to Hashem. I have these crazy thoughts. I lent money to this guy and he didn't pay me back. And I'm upset about it, I'm pissed about it. I'm really frustrated. And I think that, and I don't want it to affect the way I view other people. And I don't want it to affect the way I view another society. I read something in the paper, I heard something a politician said, I heard something that this person... I go out and I barf out every time I read anything about certain rebbes and certain things in the news. I vomited out to Hashem. And I have tainus, real tainus. I have a big ol' Yisrael and I have tainus on everybody. I have tainus on everybody. Everybody. I think I have tainus on the whole world. And it's bubbling inside of me. Okay. Ooh, I should deny it. No, I don't. No, come on, it's fine. Everybody's okay. I should just kind of like smooth it over and paint over it. If you have some rot in the wall, some ritivut, and you just put a little paint on top of it, it looks fine. It's there. It's going to come there when the paint starts to fade and the walls start to get old. It's going to come out very strong. That's exactly what the Rebbe is saying. Not a Tylenol, not a Band-Aid, but to get to the bottom, to get to the inside. And that means being honest. It means being honest about it. Being real about it. Believe it, bel. Kina taiva kovod matzina sa'adam na'olam. Yes, me too. Me too. All of us. And it's okay. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. With Hashem, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. With a real chaver, there's nothing to be embarrassed about because he has it too. Because he has it too. But to take these etzos, I mean, the last page here is just, he said in here, let me give you an example of how to be mitbodeid. Let me give you an example of how to pour out your heart. Ribono Shel Olam. You, Hashem, created me from nothing, and you know what I am, you know what my yetzer is, you know what my heart is, you know my dark thoughts, you know my difficult type is, you know what I struggle with. And in Kolze, even with that, you know I'm your Ben Yachid, and you love me, and you want me, etc., 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 etc. Take a look and sign, Ein Kan Makom Laharech. But this is all of Lukutei Tfilos from Reb Nosson in two paragraphs. Ein malasot. You don't have to be a breastliver to be his bododus. You don't have to be a chassid to take these etzos. If a person wants to be a functional, thriving, growing, healthy human being, self-reliance, chevra, and talking about Hashem, all with honesty. And that way, whether we're young or we're a little old or a little bit older than that, we'll be able to say by the end, Kodesh Baruch Hu, we weren't afraid to go down to the basement. We did our best to root out everything, all the negative, so that we can allow the real light to shine, which is our true selves. Hashem should help us that we believe in ourselves. We believe in ourselves. We believe in ourselves, because we know how much Hashem believes in us.
Nice.
Okay. Okay, guys.